All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We move to the Middle East now. The death toll in yesterday's Israeli strike on Lebanon, it has grown to, it's close to 500 people now. This is according to Lebanese authorities. The attack part of Israel's attempt to move Hezbollah away from the border with Israel. And it comes less than a week after the attack on those communications devices, the pagers and the walkie-talkies. This is all raising a lot of questions about whether this is an all-out war. And if not, where does it end? Now, to try to answer those questions, let's bring in CBS military analyst Jeff McCausland with us on KRLD. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
This just, and we mentioned this earlier in the show, this is the kind of thing, every day you look and you see what's happening and think, well, it can't possibly get any worse, and then it does. Is this going to continue to escalate?
My fear it is. I mean, what the strategy, it seems to me, the Israelis are trying to execute is so-called escalate to de-escalate. In other words, they want to put so much pressure on Hezbollah that they back down on these continuous missile, drone, artillery strikes that they have been employing ever since the war in Gaza began almost a year ago, back on the 8th of October, when Hezbollah entered the fight. And about 60,000 Israelis have been forced to flee their homes in northern Lebanon. They've been away from their homes and towns now for almost a year, living in hotels south of Tel Aviv. Oh, by the way, about 80,000 Lebanese on the north side of the border have also fled their homes. And as the Israeli military has been able to be more and more, at least in military conditions, satisfy their objectives in Gaza, but they have been now shifting forces northward, but they're trying to use air power to get Hezbollah to stop so these people can return. Whether that will occur or whether we'll see further escalation, that might not also include an Israeli ground incursion into Lebanon or an expansion of this conflict to bring in other players, be that Iran, be that Shiite militia groups operating in Iraq who have fired on Israel as well, or more tensions on the West Bank. That remains to be seen.
I know that Hezbollah joined in this fight. It was originally Hamas. It was Israel versus Hamas. Why did Hezbollah get involved? And I know that's probably a heavy answer, but in the most, I guess, concise way, why did they decide to jump in the battle?
Well, they're also a proxy or a client state of Iran. Iran supports both these in terms of manpower, materiel, weaponry, etc. So they were certainly encouraged by Iran, number one. They showed their solidarity with the Palestinians in terms of the plight of the Palestinians and Israeli efforts in the Gaza Strip. So those really were the motivators. And now these two particular conflicts are, in fact, linked. Hezbollah said, we won't cease our firing until there's a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. And we've seen in the last few weeks the likelihood of a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip continuing to dim, largely because on the Israeli side, which Netanyahu's insistence that Israel maintained military forces in a small strip of land on the southern end of Gaza called the Philadelphia Corridor to prevent smuggling of more weapons into Gaza, he argues. And number two, Hamas, has been increasing their demands for specific and larger numbers of Palestinians to be released in a deal that would allow for a ceasefire. So no ceasefire, Hezbollah continues their attack, and we're kind of locked into that particular deadly linkage at the moment.
Israel's got a war to the south, now a war to the north. I know a lot of people, even a lot of people in Israel, are wondering when they'll tap the brakes. Netanyahu seems to be, he's committed. He's not slowing down, is he?
No, he's not. He's got a lot of war to deal with. You're exactly right. Not only those two conflicts, but don't forget there's an increasing tension and violence on the West Bank. So a significant number of Israeli military forces are deployed on the West Bank. You've got about 2.2 million Palestinians living in the Gaza Strip. You have 3 to 5 million Palestinians living in the West Bank, for example. And as I said a moment ago, you've had Iraqi Shia militia groups enter this fight by firing missiles at Israel. You got the Houthis down in Yemen who have fired missiles not only at shipping in the Red Sea, but also at Israeli ports and cities. And in the background, of course, all this is of course, Iran. And so the possibility not only of an escalation of fighting between Hezbollah and Israel, but the possibility of a wider regional conflict seems unfortunately more and more likely. As a response, the United States has about 40,000 troops in the region. The USS Abraham Lincoln carrier battle group is offshore. A second carrier battle group, the Truman, is heading in that direction right now. And the Pentagon announced that some small number of additional U.S. forces will be deployed to the region. And I think a very important thing to keep in mind is there are estimates that there are 25 to 30,000 Americans living in Lebanon. So if this got into a wider conflict, a land invasion by the Israelis, for example, U.S. military might be faced with the evacuation of a significant number of Americans, as we did during the war back in 2006 between Hezbollah and Israel.
Jeff, thank you so much. It's great insight, as always. CBS military analyst Jeff McCausland with us on KRLD. That's something, if you're the U.S., you don't want to hear that phrase, boots on the ground.
No, and then also 20,000 Americans in Lebanon. Who would be going over there right now? I don't understand that.
They're just people who live there.
Americans, dual citizenship
and whatnot, of Lebanese ancestry. Maybe they're visiting family. But that's 20,000 is a lot. You're right.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.